This is The Wait's Over live show, hosted by Sandra Roycroft Davis, author and award-winning creator of the Slim Pod program. This show brings you real, unscripted conversations from experts and people who've transformed their relationship with food and themselves. Because when you change your mind, you change everything. Welcome, and let's dive straight in.
So I'm thrilled to have Dawn here with me. Dawn isn't your regular story. Dawn's been on the programme. How long have you been on the programme now? Oh, my God.
Nearly 4.5 years.
Yeah, 4.5 years. Amazing. Yeah. And I have followed, she's been on Slim Pod Gold and Slim Pod Extra and now in VIP. And the reason that Dawn is here talking to us today is because she is really the absolute best example of how to be your own weight loss guru. Because honestly, it has not been plain sailing, but she's got there. She got into the dress that she wanted to get into. And Dawn, you're just really understanding your whole body and how it works, how, you know, what you have to do to drop the fat, because it has been quite frustrating at times. I've been there with you. And so I just felt that, you know, everybody could learn so much from you. And so over to you. Tell us a little bit about, I mean, it could take you 2 weeks on here to do that, but...
you're going to have to rein me in.
Yeah, you've got 15 minutes.
Right, okay. So, about 4.5 years into podding, I was originally size 24, 22, depending on the make of outfits. My goal has always been to get into 14, because 14 has never been attainable on any diet or whatever I've been doing. It's never been attainable. And sort of, I got to about 4.5 stone weight loss without a lot of effort and struggle. And then things just sort of ground to a halt. And I kept sort of trying different things and felt that maybe I was forcing it. And I kept having chats with you and chats with the others on the Zooms and Facebook Lives and things. And I know you've always said to everyone, you know what you've got to do. That's one of your little phrases that everyone dreads hearing. But the time that you, this most recent time that you said it to me, I thought, do you know, I think I do. I really think I do. And I think I need to look in on myself and reflect on what I'm doing now in order to see what I need to do to progress. And there's a saying, well, there's two sayings. One, I think it goes, the definition of stupidity is to continue doing what you're doing when nothing is changing or nothing is working. So that sort of came into my mind. And then another one, which I've heard said in many ways, but the most simplest way to say it is change or nothing will. So in other words, if you don't change something, nothing is going to change. So that put it even more on my shoulders. So one meal, I mean, we eat loads of salad over summer. We have salad with every meal and I love it, and I love it. And then I caught myself with a lovely plate of salad and some barbecue meat, grabbing a bottle of salad cream and covering it all with salad cream. And I thought, this can't be good. And I looked at the label. Oh, my God, it is not good. So that was quite a light bulb moment. So from that point on, I just, no more salad cream, no more ketchup, no more of these UPF condiments. I'm going to strip those back and see where we go from there. So from that point on, I just had good old extra virgin olive oil on my salads. And it was delicious. I could actually taste what was in the salad and not just the salad cream. So that was like, oh, okay, this is nice. And then I looked at some recipes and thought, okay. Making my own salad dressing isn't going to be too difficult. Good old ChatGPT. So tried a few different just basic salad dressings that I kept in a jar in the fridge to shake up whenever I needed. And then one day I found myself putting a big dollop of shop-bought coleslaw on my lovely naked salad and thought, ah, this isn't a good thing either. So I looked into making my own mayonnaise, which again was so straightforward with a simple, straightforward stick blender and a narrow jug. It was just done in minutes with, I think, three or four, an egg, some vinegar, bit of lemon juice, olive oil, well, not olive oil, not extra virgin olive oil, and some mustard. And that was it. The most delicious mayonnaise I'd ever tasted. So then I started making my own coleslaw. So that's quite a lot of UPF gone. And then I thought, I think my portion sizes are getting a bit big. I looked at my plate and realized that I couldn't see any gaps between anything in the plate. The plate was full. So I thought, okay, let's sort this out. So now it's not OCD or anything. I just like to see my different
Yeah,
food
but
items separately.
this kind of is this, this last bit of the story. The first bit of the story, you lost quite a lot of weight,
Yeah,
didn't
I
you?
lost. Well, I had a scan. I don't weigh at home. I never weigh myself at home. So the only time I do my weight is when I have a body scan at the gym, and they do it in kilograms. So it's numbers I don't understand. So that doesn't get into my head. And they weighed me, and I'd lost 3.8 kilograms, which I then converted to pounds, and it was 8.2 pounds. And that was probably in a month, 6 weeks, something like that. So that was a real, whoa, this is making a difference. And then another thing I looked at was when I go to work, I always have a really nice bowl or tub of kefir yogurt with some ground up seeds that I put in overnight, some blueberries, some stewed apples, other fruits, cinnamon. So that's my lunch when I go to work. But my lunches when I'm at home were usually something on toast. Even though it was rye sourdough toast, it was usually on toast. And I thought, maybe all this bread isn't so good. Why do I need it? So then I stripped that back and started to make omelets, or have just smoked salmon with scrambled egg and some salad. And I didn't really miss the bread. And in fact, I think my gut appreciated that as well. So that was another change that I made. And really, I sort of thought, well, I'm doing my exercise. I quite like the exercise that I do because I run occasionally. I do two personal training sessions, which is resistance work, and I do a Pilates class. But I've been doing the same old other video off YouTube for months, and I couldn't feel or see a change. So I looked up good old Lucy Wyndham Reed, and she does some absolutely fantastic 5 minute standing ab workouts. So you don't even have to worry about getting on the floor. It's 5 minutes out of your day. So I downloaded all of those into my little playlist and started doing one of those every day. So I did that 7, 6 days a week, in addition to my run, Pilates, and personal training. And I can now feel that I have a core. I can actually feel the muscles working. And this isn't a hard exercise. It's only 5 minutes and it's all standing. And my personal trainers at the gym have commented that my position in doing various exercises is different. They're always asking me if I can feel things in my back because I used to, and I can't now. And they've said that's because your core is stronger.
Yeah,
And
amazing.
now, whenever I do the exercises, I can actually feel the muscles. So I've got that muscle brain link that
Yeah,
PTs are always talking about.
absolutely.
So I think really it's the combination of those things which are now in place. I mean, I've had to get back into my routine after a couple of weekends, which I
But
just explained to you, but
you lost quite a lot of weight and then you stopped, didn't you? You were on a
yeah, I was
plateau.
on a plateau or a fixed point, whatever, or set point, whatever you want to call it, for probably, if I'm honest with myself, probably the best part of 2 years.
Yeah, I
And I
know.
didn't, if this had been on a diet, I have to say, it would have all gone back on and more. But because this is so much part of my life, it's a habit. I don't have to think about it. I don't have to do anything different. It was maintaining, which was no bad thing, but I just wanted to move on,
Yeah.
if you know
And
what I mean.
so you I mean, there were lots of things that you were doing in that plateau time to, to move things on. You were doing lots of exercise. You did, exercise, running, and all sorts of things. And then it was literally this salad cream stuff
The UPF.
that has just moved it. They
Because I
can move
remember on one of the
it out.
VIPs, I said to you, I'm my belt, the holes in my belt, I'm now about 2 inches smaller on my belt. And the other day, before the wedding, I actually got into the smallest hole on my belt that had never been used. So, yeah.
Oh my goodness. And that is that, this period of time is only probably, I don't know, 3 months or so.
Thereabouts,
Right.
probably, yeah.
Since you started, since you, I mean, I just, part of me is so ecstatic for you, because that's why we're doing this. Because I knew it would happen. I get so emotional about these things, and I knew that it would happen. You've been so resilient, and you've just been so brilliant at just, working out what is this that's going to make it move. And we both knew something would happen. But then, when it really wasn't what I thought it would be, salad cream
I
and
know, I
ketchup,
know.
my goodness.
I know, and it's but it's all it's stuff that you have a lovely healthy meal, and then you add it without thinking. And I mean, I know there obviously there are healthy options because I'm making it myself, but I'm sure that a lot of the trouble is UPF, the stuff that's in it, and I think just I mean I might find something else that I can do homemade, but yeah, the good old it doesn't happen anymore.
So now are you at goal? You worn that
I've
dress.
never I, that that was my goal for now. Yeah, years. Well, several years ago, I said to my husband, "There's a make of clothes called Joe Brown's, and there's a they're American company. Yeah, and I love their clothes and everything. And I said I'm going to wear one of those dresses, but I'm not going to get one until I'm in size 14. That time I was 22, 24, one. And yes, went to nephew's wedding at the weekend, and I wore a size 14 Joe Brown's dress. And it was comfortable, and I didn't have to wear very stretchy, holdy in underwear either. I was comfortable all day in just normal underwear and was wearing a dress, very similar colour scheme to your blouse, actually, lots of colours. I don't normally wear a lot of colour, but that was my dress for the wedding. So.
Oh my life. I just want to shout this from the rooftops, because it's just unbelievable. And well, it's not unbelievable, actually. I believed it would happen. It's just I just love other people's dreams coming
I
true.
think you have more faith in us than we do in ourselves, actually.
Yes, oh, sometimes. But you've had faith in yourself. You wouldn't have carried on.
Faith in the process, I think. Just keeping, I mean, my habits are three wins every night, and then I write down my three intentions for the next day, which are always 2 liters of water, some exercise, and 10,000 steps. The 10,000 steps are always in addition to the exercise that I do, and I always write three affirmations as well. So that's been for the last 4.5 years. I have done that religiously every night without fail. So yeah.
Just mad, just incredible. I'm so excited. I really am. I feel like having a party with all the Slim Pond VIP people, of which you're one. And so yeah, I just it's this. I think the craziest thing of all is that the answer was so simple in the end.
Because I think we make things too complicated. We look for the difficult answers, and it was staring at me in the face all along,
Yeah, so it's a different, just looking in a different place, really.
Realizing, stop and realize, that pause, that reflection. I think that's when the penny dropped.
Amazing. Amazing. So, I mean, yeah, it's kind of been changes all along, but it's just been this last 3 months that something so simple has made all the difference. And it is because you were going a bit crazy.
I was getting desperate.
And it was and I was thinking, oh no, it's gotta happen soon. And so that's just great. But just fabulous. So, you're speaking to right now, this will be seen by probably thousands of Simpodders. And so I'd tell you that at the end. And I just wanted to, if you can just give, I suppose, three standout tips for people who have kind of had a plateau or the weight isn't shifting for whatever reason. What they don't have to even be three, but what tips would you give?
Stick with it, trust the process because it works. Don't panic and step back, take a pause and look at things with wider open eyes, or however best to say it. I think that's really it.
The difference that makes the difference. Look at
Yes.
what could you do, what you could do to make, that will be the difference that makes the difference.
Yeah, well, what can you change that will make things change?
Yes, exactly. That is really that's your big your big mantra now, and brilliant. Thank you so much. I you've made my month.
You've had so
Maybe
many other things going
made my
on.
year, actually. Maybe not. Maybe the clinical trials are going to, the clinical trials
Yeah, fingers
starting and
crossed.
making my year probably eventually. It's taken a while.
Yeah, well, if it's not, if anything's worth it, it's worth working at and waiting for, isn't it? So, yeah.
Lovely. Thanks, Dawn.
No,
It
you're welcome.
honestly such a pleasure, and I am so excited for you.
Right. Thank you
I
so
want to
much.
see a picture of that dress as well.
Okay. I'll try and find one somewhere. I never like photographs of myself still.
You can do it. Breakthrough that barrier.
Yes, yeah.
Breakthrough the fear.
Yeah,
All right.
great.
Thank
Okay.
you.
Thank you, Sandra. Nice to speak to you.
Thanks for listening. Your journey to food freedom and self-trust doesn't end here. This is just the beginning. If today's episode resonated with you, make sure to subscribe so you never miss a conversation that could change the way you think about food, your body, and yourself. And if you're feeling inspired, leave a review. Your words help others find their way to this life-changing community. Want more? Follow along for real stories, expert insights, and more breakthroughs. Because when you change your mind, you change everything.